how we frame paragraph 17 and 18 in the wording of paragraph 16. But just to build on the comment from the distinguished delegate of Ireland regarding regarding the last sentence of the chapeau, our view is that these limits are part of our mandate to elaborate possible measures. So our suggestion would be to have a language here that would say that high contracting parties should continue to elaborate measures across the life cycle of the weapon systems. The logic being that these are the elements of convergences that we have identified over the course of our discussions. And then based on these elements, we need to continue the elaboration of possible measures in accordance with our mandate. But again, that is without prejudice to how we would be, without prejudice to the final agreement on how we would frame 17 and 18 in paragraph 16. With regard to the sub-paragraphs, again, we wish to add our voice to those that have welcomed the limits on targets, the limits on duration, geographic scope, and scale of operation, as well as the references to automation bias and other unintended bias. But just to add that we think that these biases also exist not only in the use of autonomous weapon systems, but also in their design. So if we can also add that particular element as well. And we support those that have spoken in favor of including elements of racial and gender bias as well. Thank you, Mr. Chair.